Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Thursday, September 23rd, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. 9 people are dead and thousands trying to rebuild their lives after Tropical Storm Jean ripped through the Dominican Republic. Hope International is gearing up to help small business owners in Jesus' name. Hope International's Dave Larson says they're helping with small loans. Larson says as they help in a physical way, it has spiritual implications.
By working with churches and other Christian ministries, you gain opportunities to earn the right to be heard. You can share the love of Christ both tangibly and verbally through this type of ministry.
Next, the Luis Palau Evangelistic Association recently concluded the Fiji Fest 2004 celebration in the island nation of 850,000. An estimated 10% of the country was touched through the Palau Association's Great Music Good News Festival. At the campaign's close, nearly 4,000 people made a commitment to Christ. Pray for new believers and that those who heard the gospel for the first time will eventually respond. And the Barna Research Group says slightly less than 25% of Christian adults have shared their faith this year. In a postmodern culture, it's difficult finding common ground on which to build relationships. Evangelical Baptist Missions' Paul Jackson says it's time to get back to the basics.
We're understanding how critical the book of Genesis is, understanding what God teaches there, not only in terms of origins, but as a context and backdrop for the presenting of the gospel itself and how critical that is.
EBM is sponsoring a conference, Answers in Genesis, October 14th in Indianapolis. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. A free copy of the book, A Force in the Earth by Dr. David Shibley of Global Advance, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. It's a passionate plea for all Christians to mobilize to fulfill the Great Commission. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.